Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Since 11 May 2012, Naveed Butt, the spokesperson of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Wilaya of Pakistan, remains in enforced disappearance because he advocates the Khilafah Rashida. The abduction of Naveed Butt since 11 May 2012 is a great sin and an open violation of human rights. No case of terrorism, militancy, sedition, or treason has been registered against Naveed Butt. Moreover, there is no case of even harming a fly or plucking a leaf from a tree by the compassionate and kind Naveed Butt. Several military and political leaderships have changed since his abduction. However, Naveed is still not free to call for the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate. Why? While these military and political leaderships have come and gone, the master of all of them, America, has remained. The call for the unification of the Islamic world as one state is beyond the narrow, cheap vision of the Slavish political and military leaderships. However, it is a call that rings alarm bells in the White House, the U.S. State Department, and the Pentagon. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, وَمَنْ عَادَ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ بَارَزَ اللَّهَ بِالْمُحَارَبَةِ. And whoever shows hostility to the awliya, ones close to Allah, of Allah, will vie with Allah in hostility. Hakim narrated as sahih from Mu'adh bin Jabal, yet the rulers of Pakistan did not pay heed. Naveed Butt is a capable leader of the Islamic Ummah at a time of crisis in leadership. Naveed Butt is a brilliant and dynamic son of the Ummah, an engineer with a master's degree from the University of Illinois. He is the spokesperson of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Wilaya of Pakistan. Hizb ut-Tahrir, the largest Islamic political party in the Islamic world, his call for the establishment of Khilafah is seen with respect throughout Pakistan, despite his enforced disappearance in 11 May 2012. Until this day, people share his articles, interviews, and video clips on the subject of Khilafah on social media. His work on Islamic ruling, economics, judiciary, foreign affairs, education, and the organization of the family and society advanced the call of Khilafah from a vague slogan to a clear, detailed vision. Yet having failed themselves to lead Muslims effectively, the rulers of Pakistan keep Naveed in their dungeons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحَادُّونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي الْأَذَلِّينَ. Indeed, the ones who oppose Allah and His Messenger, those will be amongst the most humbled. Surah Al-Mujadila 20. Yet the rulers of Pakistan do not submit in humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naveed Butt is in enforced disappearance since 11 May 2012 because he raised the word of truth against the tyrant rulers. Is it not time to release Naveed when Pakistan's Commission of Inquiry on Enforced Disappearances has issued a production order on 4 January 2018 with the reference code COLOID ID number 860P. Yet the rulers of Pakistan do not comply because they do not dare to lift a finger without America's approval. However, speaking the truth in front of oppressive rulers is not a crime. Instead, it is an important obligation. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ألا لا يمنعن أحدكم رهبة الناس أن يقول بحق إذا رآه أو شهده فإنه لا يقرب من أجل ولا يباعد من رزق. Do not fear the people from speaking the truth when it is witnessed or seen, for it will neither shorten the lifespan nor cause loss in rizq. Ahmad. It was Naveed Butt who fearlessly accounted the rulers over their facilitation of the American attack on Abbottabad. It was Naveed who bravely challenged their betrayal of the occupied Kashmir and Palestine, as well as their destruction of the economy through their blind submission to the International Monetary Fund, IMF. The enforced abduction of Naveed Butt since 11 May 2012 exposes the lies of democracy and freedom of expression. Naveed Butt's children have grown up without their father's guardianship, compassion, and love, just because Naveed raised his voice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be followed at the level of state, society, and collective life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And whosoever does not judge by all that Allah has revealed, such are the ظَالِمُونَ, oppressors. Surah Al-Ma'idah 45. In which law of the heavens or the earth is such political and religious expression a crime? Indeed, Naveed Butt's case confirms that democracy is an oppressive rule that only secures the interests of the colonialists and their agents. Is it not time that journalists, human rights activists, lawyers, and the ulama raise their voices to demand the release of Naveed Butt immediately? Is it not time that they all participated in the reward of restoring ruling by all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, which is a great duty imposed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? O Muslims of Pakistan's armed forces, Naveed Butt has been in forced disappearance since 11 May 2012 because you have yet to fulfill your obligation. Naveed Butt demanded that you gave your nusra to Hizb Tahrir for the reestablishment of the Khilafah Rashida. He honors his duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this day, while you remain in negligence of yours. How long will you accept to remain in sin? How can you remain in sin when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared the world for the return of the Khilafah Rashida? The defiant resistance of the Muslims of Gaza has exposed the weakness of the Jewish entity and the corruption of the American world order. The rulers of the Muslims have all been exposed through their restraint of the armies of the Muslims and their willingness to surrender most of Palestine to the Jewish entity through America's two-state solution. The fair-minded people of the East and the West are horrified by the genocide of Gaza and will shed no tears for the end of oppression. Above all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, An-Nasir, will extend his nasr to you should you mobilize in obedience to him. End the fitna, seize the oppressors, right the wrongs, and earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And fear the fitna, affliction, which affects not only those of you who oppress. Know that Allah is severe in punishment. Surah Al-Anfal 25. Media Office of Hizb Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.